Good afternoon. This is F. Daniel Kent, and I'm here today with you for another episode of Queer Talk.
But first, a few announcements. On Friday, September 9th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Out Central Cultural Center, 1709 Church Street in Nashville, you can join the Middle Tennessee community for the opening reception and awards ceremony of the Music City Sisters Alphabet Art Juried Art Exhibition. We will be celebrating the talented artists who've submitted art for exhibition. Meet the artists, have a nosh, and support the Music City Sisters. The exhibition seeks to display works of art expressing queer lives with their hopes, their experiences, their outlooks. A variety of elements coalesce into our gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, friends, family, intersexed, two-spirit, queer community. What is your letter of the alphabet? Additional gallery hours are from 4 to 6, Saturday, September 10th, Wednesday, September 14th, Saturday, September 17th, Wednesday, September 21st, and Saturday, September 24th. The sisters wish to thank their visionary patrons for their support: the Gay Spirit Vision Brothers of Tennessee, Jeff M. Grissom, Midtown Gallery and Frames, Nashville Pharmacy Services, Short Mountain Distillery, Stirrup Nashville, and Textile Fabric Store. Also upcoming is Mysticos, a benefit for the Bianca Page Awareness Network, on Thursday, October 6th, 7:30 to 10 p.m. at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville. Mysticos, from the Greek meaning to see with one's eyes closed, is the first annual Bianca Page Awareness Network, or BPAN, awards show. We are thrilled to bring everyone together for a night honoring major contributors to the LGBT community in Nashville, Tennessee, and beyond. This year, we will be honoring the founders of Nashville Cares, Calpurnia Adams, Charlie Brown, Joey Brown, and Jonda and Krista of Lipstick Lounge. Prepare for a night of mystery, marvels, and magic as a star-studded cast, including Cezanne, Lily White, Dee Ranged, Sarah Andrews, Tina DeVore, and Nicole Ellington Dupree, dazzle with musical prestidigitation. BPAN is committed to raising both funds and awareness for HIV/AIDS care and research. Proceeds from the event will be donated to Comprehensive Care Center, Nashville Cares, the Conductors, and the Smoky Mountain Rodeo Association. Today we're going to be talking a lot about PFLAG. Recently, the PFLAG Nashville president published an article in the Tennessean, a great opinion piece last week regarding sexual orientation, gender identity, and the important work of PFLAG in the local community. In the article, Kathy writes, "With the topics of sexual orientation and gender identity, there is too often insensitivity instead of concern, distrust instead of confidence, and judgment instead of open-mindedness. Because of this antipathy, PFLAG members feel that it is more important than ever to reach out to those who need help with personal and cultural issues." We're going to be talking to members of PFLAG Nashville today. If you are listening to this on our podcast and are not part of the Nashville area, you can go to www.pflag.org to find out more about the national organization. And the 2011 PFLAG National Convention, entitled Bringing the Message Home, will be held in Washington, D.C., November 3rd through 6th, 2011. Join PFLAGers from across the country to learn new skills, build relationships, and celebrate your work as you look forward to the future. Whether you are a seasoned leader or just getting started, there is no better way to gain valuable new perspectives than to join PFLAG in November. On November 3rd, our nation's capital will provide the ideal backdrop for a lobby day that will energize and inspire you. Then, starting November 4th, the National Convention will offer hands-on workshops, networking opportunities, and dynamic speakers presenting on cutting-edge topics to provide the framework your chapter needs to move more equality forward. PFLAG National will give you the support, education, and advocacy training and resources you need to make your chapter's goals a reality. We invite you to join PFLAG for the 2011 PFLAG National Convention, bringing the message home.
Today we are talking with Kathy Halbrooks and Jeff Porter from PFLAG Nashville. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The first thing that we've got to talk about, and we've got a lot to talk about today, is the recent news that you're moving your meeting space. Tell me a little bit about that, Kathy, and how that came about.
Well, for several years we've met at Skerritt Bennett, and that's been a lovely place to meet. But starting in September, we'll be meeting at the Oasis Center at 1704 Charlotte Pike. And with all the legislation in the news, we hope that this place will be more accessible to people for public transportation and perhaps easier to find. And there's a youth group called Just Us who's being formed at the Oasis Center. And we hope, too, that if the parents of some of the kids in that group need support, that there'll be a central location where everybody knows where it is and where to meet.
And what's the address?
It's 1704 Charlotte Pike.
All right.
And we'll meet in the Turner Commons Room.
And what's the time of the meetings?
They're 7 to 8:30, and they are the third Tuesday of each month, except December. We have a holiday party in December.
Talk to me a little bit about, for people who are not as familiar with PFLAG, what is PFLAG and what do you do?
Well, PFLAG is a large, nationally known organization with headquarters in Washington, D.C., and they have chapters all across the country, and PFLAG Nashville is one of the chapters. We're known for being a support group, which we do very well, but we also provide advocacy and education in addition to support.
You referenced your three-part mission of advocacy, education, and support. Tell me a little bit about each one of those things, and starting with advocacy, one of the big things that we've got in the news right now is, of course, the Don't Say Gay bill and the Special Access to Discrimination bill. Tell me a little bit about how those two pieces of legislation have affected what PFLAG's mission has become at this point.
Well, it's actually what the legislation and politicians have done lately, stepping up the anti-gay rhetoric in Middle Tennessee, in the whole state, for that matter of fact. It's really forced us to look at ourselves and our group, and we realized that our meeting space was a little bit hidden. It's a great place, but we felt like we needed to be more visible. So as they step up their efforts, we are going to step up ours, and we're moving to the Oasis Center, as we mentioned, and we're hoping that there'll be a great synergy created there with the other organizations that are at the Oasis Center, and it'll help, you know, reach people that come to that building for other things. And like Kathy said, it's easier to find. It's right off the interstate. Skerritt Bennett was kind of tucked away and hidden, although very beautiful. It's just not as visible as we would like. So that's, you know, as far as advocacy, that's one of the things we're wanting to do, is reach out more and make people aware that we're here.
Kathy, did you want to add something?
Oh, and the Oasis Center also has rooms that can expand, and there's a large screen that we can use for films and things like that. So,
as things heat up in the legislature, what are there already plans in place for what PFLAG's response is going to be in the days to come?
Well, we've got lots of things that we've been discussing as far as communications. What we want to do is reach out to people that don't know that PFLAG even exists. And a lot of times that will be people that are just beginning their journey with a LGBT situation, and they don't know who to turn to. And as they hear more and more of this anti-gay lesbian rhetoric in the news, we need them to know that there's somewhere they can go to seek advice, to find support.
One thing that I think is important in the Don't Say Gay bill, the way that it was first worded, teachers couldn't talk about anything but heterosexuality. And now the wording has changed to where teachers are supposed to talk about natural reproduction. But this is in grades kindergarten through eighth grade. And what I noticed, too, is that I see a lot of parents who come whose children are younger than that. And I think it's important to reach out to people and let them know that being LGBT is not a choice. It's something that somebody is. And particularly when they might not have support in schools, then people, parents or people who are LGBT friends can come to us.
When we talk about the second part of your mission, education, what are some of the things that PFLAG does in the community to meet that particular requirement?
Well, the first thing that I'll mention is we often invite speakers in to our regular monthly meeting, and those people come in and talk about all sorts of issues that affect the LGBT community. So our attendees can learn quite a bit. You know, they've come into contact with someone they otherwise may not have known. We also have a website that has numerous amounts of resources for those people that may be too nervous to come to a meeting. They're just not there yet. They're not ready to attend. And so they can find our site and download brochures, download pamphlets, find other websites that more closely matches what their situation is. And Kathy knows of several other things that we're doing.
Well, we've tried to get the word out, having tables at events and co-sponsoring events. We've co-sponsored a couple of films, Two Spirits, that was shown at the Nashville Library, and La Mission, which was shown at the Oasis Center and at the Bell Court. We have a speakers bureau if people can go and talk to groups or hopefully maybe the schools to help with Safe Schools. And we had a table at Pride this year. We'd been away for a couple of years, and we were glad to get back there. So when we co-sponsor these events, we can also have information there that we give out to people. And also I wanted to mention that there's a new Middle Tennessee chapter of GLSEN. It's Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. And I'm on the board of that, and I'm still learning about that. But I hope, too, the mission for GLSEN is Safe Schools. So I hope that we can work with that somehow, perhaps with the Speakers Bureau, have people go and talk to people in schools, because they are some training is going on with school counselors.
Also, the whole reason we wanted to be on the show today was to get the word out. This is another form of advocacy for us. We know a lot of you guys that listen to this show may not necessarily need to attend a PFLAG meeting, but we know that you come into contact with all sorts of people in your day-to-day lives, and we want you guys to be like ambassadors for PFLAG. If you run across anyone that's hurting, you know, their child may be gay, may not be gay, and the parent comes to you asking questions, you can direct them to PFLAG Nashville. You know, there's all sorts of scenarios that could play out there, but we want you guys to help us get out into the community.
And you make a good point. One of the things that that a lot of people are aware of is that PFLAG, there's a lot of myths associated with who PFLAG is and what they do. So tell me about some of those myths and what your response to that is.
Well, a myth about PFLAG has always been for years that it was just an organization for parents of gay, lesbian, LGBT children. And it was started by a mom in the 70s in New York City. But it's not just for parents. It's an organization that, or support group, for anyone that has been affected by an LGBT situation in their lives. Whether they're a student, they want to come out to their parents and they don't know what to do or how to do that. They can come to a meeting and talk to other parents who've already been down that road, and you know, they can bounce ideas off of each other. We have an ex-chaplain that's at a retired chaplain that's at our group, and he has a great insight on Christianity and how the two work together. We also have people that are just friends of LGBT people that come because they just want to be supportive. They want to learn more, and that way they can spread the right words in the community to their friends and neighbors. We also have people that, you know, have a gay father or gay brother, and they just want to be supportive. There's grandmothers there. I mean, I could go on and on. It's a really diverse group of people, and it's not just for parents.
With talking about the people getting involved, Kathy, you've been involved with P5 for about 2 years now.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about how you got involved with that.
Well, when I first became interested in the issue of equality, I didn't have family members or friends who identified as anything other than heterosexual. And I do work for the city, and when the non-discrimination bill first came up for a vote several years ago, when it only included sexual orientation at the time, and Fred Phelps and his followers came to Nashville, I went to the courthouse and stood on the steps to support equality. And then later I went to graduate school and I met a man who was involved in PFLAG, and he said, well, I wish you'd come because we need more friends. And so now I've met so many people that I really cherish their friendship, and I feel very blessed to be a part of the group. But even if I didn't know anybody who was LGBT, I still think it's important for people who believe in equality to speak out and take a stand, because I believe that our society is better when it's accepting, when it's diverse, and when people are compassionate toward other people.
What about you, Jeff? How did you get involved with PFLAG?
I came to one of my first meetings in 2002, and I was just blown away by the group there, how welcoming they were. And I could tell it was just a special group of people, and I wanted to go back just to visit, really. And as I kept going, I got more involved, and it's been almost 10 years now. I've been attending and decided to get involved with the website, with communications, reaching out to people.
All right. Well, thank you both, Kathy and Jeff, for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Once again, PFLAG Nashville is going to be moving to the Oasis Center's Turner's Commons Room, located at 1704 Charlotte Avenue, Suite 200. And they'll be meeting the third Thursday of each month, the third Tuesday of each month, except December, from 7 to 8:30. If you have any questions, please visit www.pflagnashville.org, or you can call 615-366-0888. Thank you for joining us for Queer Talk, and we'll see you again next week. Queer Talk Radio is a Joyce Arnold production. Archives of Queer Talk Radio can be found at queertalkradio.podomatic.com. This is F. Daniel Kent. Thank you for tuning in. Please join us next week.